Welcome, everybody. It's the Lag BaOmer program. What is today is Lag BaOmer. So this, what does Lag BaOmer mean, and what happened today? So Lag BaOmer, it's the initials in Hebrew. The word Lag is spelled in Hebrew Lamed Gimel. Lamed is the numerical value of 30. Gimel is the numerical value of 3. So we're in the 33rd day of the Omer. What is the Omer? Is we know there are 7 weeks. We count 49 days between Passover, and that's when we had the Passover Seder. And 7 weeks later, we have the holiday of Shavuos, S-H-V-O-U-T, which means weeks. It's called weeks because it's 7 weeks. We count 7 weeks and 50 days between Passover and Shavuos. So we're on day 33. That makes us more than halfway there. Yep. That's why. So it's about another 2 weeks. It'll be 2 weeks on Friday. This coming Friday, 2 weeks later, will be the holiday of Shavuos. It will be Friday and Saturday, and we'll have our Shabbos, Shavuos Yizkor service in 2 weeks on Shabbos. It will be the last Shabbos in May. That will be the holiday of Shavuos. So on a biblical level, this is a happy time. Like, we were slaves in Egypt, and now we were traveling. We got our freedom. I got the Bible at Mount Sinai. So it's a very happy time. However, later on in Jewish history, different events happened that was sad events. There were different types of calamities and tragedies. And one of them, the Talmud mentions in the Oral Law, Rabbi Akiva, who is one of the greatest rabbis we have in the Talmud. It says 24,000 students of his were killed during this time period. In the time of between Passover and Shavuos, it says 24,000 of his students were killed. And it's very vague, ambiguous. How did they die? Just to take a step back, imagine waking up tomorrow morning and McMaster is no more students left. McMaster has about 25,000 students here, give or take. So imagine that, even not overnight, imagine in a 50-day period that McMaster, the university closed down no students. So that's what happened. 24,000 students passed away during this. It's not clear if it happened all in 1 year. There are different theories of what it was. One is unfortunately, we know a little too much about infectious diseases. But some say it was an infectious disease that went around and killed, and many people died from that. Others point out it was a military battle. It was Bar Kokhba, that during that time period, they thought we had the Messiah. Even Rabbi Akiva thought that Bar Kokhba was going to bring the Messiah, and therefore they were fighting against the Romans. But unfortunately, in many times, there are a lot of false messiahs. Not that he was false at the time, but if you don't do the job, that means you aren't the right one. The many people can be potentially the Messiah, but until you actually do the job, i.e. universal peace and many other things, we know you're not it. So that's what happened. So it's a terrible tragedy. 24,000 students were punished. And the Talmud says there was some disease. Others say they didn't treat each other properly. We'll get into the different details. But that's what happened. So why is it a happy day today? If up until now, there are different traditions that people don't have weddings. So starting today, many Jewish weddings, even perhaps last night, but there'll be a lot of Jewish weddings on the calendar. Between Passover and now, there are very few weddings because the custom is not to get married during this time, as long as, you know, many different customs in different places, what to do, what not to do. Some people don't take haircuts, etc., the different thing. But now, today is, everyone could do all those things. So what happened today that it's a happy day? So we have a tradition that the 24,000 students stopped dying on Lag BaOmer today. So it's kind of like a relief rally. When bad news stops happening, so at least we have a sigh of relief, we take a pause. Like it happened, we have another holiday in the summer. It says, for 40 years, the Jewish people, see the Jewish people, after they got the Bible on Mount Sinai, they sinned in the desert, and God made them travel 40 years in the desert. And it was only to after the 40 years that they entered the land of Israel. So on one day in the summer, 15th day of the month Av, it says they stopped dying. So we have a minor holiday. So we see if a tragedy ends, so even though maybe nothing good happened, but the fact that people stopped dying, that's a good thing. And therefore, so on one hand, Lag BaOmer is a day that the tragedy ended, and therefore we have a sigh of relief and we're happy. But it's not just that. There's a lot of other things that also happened today or later on. And one is famous. If you saw the news, or if you, even if you saw the news, but you had to see the Israeli news, today is a very popular day up north. It's called Meron, Meron. It's a city up north in Israel, northern Israel, and usually it's a pretty quiet city. But on the night, last night and today, who knows, I don't know if the numbers are exaggerated or not, but about 500,000 people go up to the mountaintop of Meron up north. In fact, so much so that they say, we know in Judaism there are three major holidays, Passover and Shavuos, the one coming up, the 50 days we got the Bible, and we know Sukkot, when we build the Sukkot, we sit outside. So Shavuos is only one day, it's a short one, even though it's probably the most important because we got the Bible. So the joke they say is, they call Meron the Kotel of the North. Kotel is the Western Wall. So the more Jews that come to Israel for Lag BaOmer and go to Meron than they do when they come in on the holiday of Shavuos. But today's is a very big day, and why do people go to Meron? What does Meron have to do with Lag BaOmer? So it has to do with something else that happened on Lag BaOmer. There's one of Rabbi Akiva's best Talmidim. We said 24,000 students were killed, but he also taught five new students. And one of them was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He was one of the great rabbis in the Talmud. And what happened on this day is, number one, it was the day of his death, as we know, the Yahrzeit. Today is the Yahrzeit, the anniversary of the death of Rav Shimon. So usually we don't celebrate Yahrzeit. At best, it's bittersweet. Some people fast on a Yahrzeit when you lose your mother or father. Some make a little breakfast, a kiddush, and to remember your parents. But we usually don't make, even when Moses died, we don't make a holiday out of it. So why would the death of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai be a happy time? Because what happened on his death, he revealed what we call the Zohar, Z or Z if you're Canadian, Z-O-H-A-R. The Zohar, that is the mystical teachings of the Bible. You know, like some Hollywood stars think, Madonna, others think they know Kabbalah, but Kabbalah is the mystical secrets of the Bible. And he was the first one to reveal them. He revealed them on the day before, on the day of his death. And he told people to make a party. You should treat this day like a wedding. Don't be sad that I'm dying. I'm revealing the secrets of the Bible. It's a time that one should celebrate. So therefore, he's buried in Meron up north. Hence, half a million. And again, we're talking about a population where there are only 8-9 million people in the whole country. So when 500,000 people go somewhere, that's a lot of people. So that's why they go to Meron, and they have a lot of interesting customs. They do. They first of all, they have a lot of bonfires. I don't know if the fire people are very happy, but they do that throughout Israel, not just Meron. So the fire department's on call because, unfortunately, there could be some fires that break out. But they make fires, bonfires, because fire mystically is always when a person on a yahrzeit, you light a candle. Today at Sholem Village, because of danger, we do electric candles because we don't want to have fires. But the concept of a light and fire is your soul. It's that a person's soul, even though the body is no longer here, but your soul continues to live. That's what a fire represents. That's why they have a lot of bonfires to show that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, even though physically he's not here, but he's still his message. So not only that, there's another custom they do is, there's a custom among some, not that many, that you don't give your children a haircut until they turn 3. Because you can't get benefits from certain fruits of the trees. The first 3 years, they're called arla, they're prohibited to eat. So among Hasidim, there's a custom, they don't give haircuts until they're 3. So many people get their first haircut, they take them to Meron and they give haircuts there. And there are many other customs, but that's why Meron is very popular today in Israel, because of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So number one is, it's a relief rally. The 24,000 students stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. But in addition, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was, when the Romans made a decree that you can't teach Torah publicly, he didn't listen, and then they came after to kill him. So he was hiding in a cave for 12 years. An interesting, in the Talmud, it's page 33, which is also Lag BaOmer 33. But he was running away from the Romans, him and his son, and they were hiding in a cave, and miracles happened. A carob tree was growing, and he survived. So the many things that happened on that day. So therefore, we have the 24,000 students stopped dying, and the yahrzeit of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, as well as the mystical tea. In fact, there's a custom also in Israel. People play bow and arrow. I don't know if they still do it, but there's a custom brought out, bow and arrow. You know, they shoot arrows on. Why would you be playing bow and arrows on Lag BaOmer? So that goes back to another tradition. So Lag BaOmer is Tuesday. That's today. That we can remember. Who remembers what other Jewish holiday fell out on a Tuesday this year? I'll give you a hint. It's a one-day holiday. It's a fun holiday, and Bridget gets dressed up on that day. She puts on a costume. Not only Bridget, but a lot of people. What day am I talking about?
Purim,
correct. So Purim and Lag BaOmer always happen on the same day of the week. So whatever day Purim is, you'll know when Lag BaOmer is. So what's the connection? What's the connection between Purim and Lag BaOmer? So there are two different connections. Originally Purim was a very sad day. Because why? Because Haman, the Hitler of the time, said, I'm going to kill all men, women, and children. So we were praying and fasting, and it wasn't until they changed it. Haman was killed, and Mordechai and Esther saved the day. So it started off as a potential tragic day, and it turned into a very happy day. So too, what happened on Lag BaOmer? Today is the 18th day of the month of Iyar, which is Lag BaOmer. But what happened on that day many, many thousands of years ago? We have a tradition that if you learn Parshas Noach with the flood, or maybe you've seen the movie, the flood began. The flood that destroyed the world began on today, on the 18th day of Iyar. So it was a very sad day. But why did it turn into a good day? What happened on the 18th day of Iyar many years later? When the Jews traveled in the desert, how did they eat? There was no Sholem Village, no Fortinos, no Hamilton Kosher, no Planted, no kosher pizza. How did we eat? It was the manna, the food from heaven fell. And that began today. So originally today was the day where the flood started, not a good day, but it ended off good that we got food to eat for 40 years. So too, just like Purim started off with the with the decree to be killed, and it ended up being a happy day. So too, Lag Bo. So that's one link to, and that's why. So why do we play bow and arrow? Because another name for in. So what did they say? So what was the sign God gave in the Torah that He's not going to bring another flood anymore? What was the sign? The rainbow. So the sign was to give the rainbow so that He won't be, that there won't be another, He won't destroy the world by flood anymore. So rainbow in Hebrew is keshes, K-E-S-H-E-T. Bow and arrow in Hebrew is keshet. It's the same Hebrew word. It's the illusion that we shoot bow and arrows to remember the rainbow, that God won't destroy the world anymore. So that's one link. And another link is that how many days are there between Passover and Shavuos? We said 49 days. How many days between Purim and Lag BaOmer? How many days between Purim and Lag BaOmer? 64. So what is significant about the number 49 and 64? 49 is a series of what number?
Seven.
7 times 7 equals 49.
Right.
64 is a series of what number?
Eight.
So what's the significance of the number 7 and the number 8? 7 is always the normal way. We have 7 days in a week. We 7 days we work, and the seventh year is Shemitah. So 7 is the natural way. 8 is above the laws of nature. We have 8 days of Hanukkah. We have the circumcision on day 8, that the Jewish people are above the laws of nature. So what was revealed? 7 is nature. So between Passover and Shavuos, the regular, the 5 books of Moses were given on Shavuos. That's number 7. But the Lag BaOmer is 8 because the hidden Torah was, just like Purim is the hidden day, God's name isn't mentioned in the book of Esther. So too, Lag BaOmer is where the hidden secrets of the Torah were given. So to summarize, so why are we celebrating today? So 2 major events, that the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying on Lag BaOmer, and hence, that's why it's a happy day, as well as Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, it's Yortzeit, he passed away, but he revealed the Zohar, and that's why 500,000 people go to Meiron and celebrate all his teachings, and that's the custom of playing bow and arrow. So that's in Israel, it's a very big day. In North America, not much is going on. Most people probably never heard of Lag BaOmer and don't even know it's today because it's not really celebrated in North America. When you're in school, they celebrate it by taking, it's a beautiful day for a nice baseball game in the park. They usually take the kids to the park in the afternoon. Maybe you have a barbecue, you have some ice cream, and you go and, but in Israel, it's a major event. People go around celebrating, but in North America, it's a little, doesn't mean it's any less significant, but that's why Lag BaOmer is the time we look towards the holiday of Shavuos. Now it's a happy day. People get married now, and people get haircuts, and people go to concerts, and all the things that some had accustomed not to do now become permitted as we look forward to the holiday of Shavuos. Any questions, comments, alternative speeches? Now's your chance.